From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Drivers across the northern tier of the U.S. have already had a lot to deal with this winter. They've endured one storm after another. Now they've got something else to worry about. There's not enough road salt because suppliers can't keep up with demand. Ross Sneed of Vermont Public Radio reports.
That's the sound and the frustration that a lot of drivers in the Northeast have been experiencing this winter. Without enough salt to melt ice after storms, steep roads have become treacherous, so drivers have been avoiding hills when they can. That's what truck driver Paul Bushy's been doing on his trash routes.
I just don't go that way if I know that it's bad.
He's not alone. Across a good stretch of the country, it's been an old-fashioned winter, one after the other. Storms have lashed the Midwest and then moved on to the Northeast. But the storms have gobbled up supplies. Richard Hanneman is president of the Salt Institute, which represents owners of salt mines in the U.S. and Canada.
I think we got used to the idea that global warming might be arriving, and so orders were a little lighter, and winter was a little heavier, so we're scrambling.
The industry ships an average of 16 million tons every winter by barge, rail, and truck. Public works managers say they ordered plenty last fall. They don't have the space to store a full season supply, so they rely on shipments throughout the season. But then the string of storms hit, and it's been tough to get salt where it's needed, when it's needed. In Vermont, there's already been more than 90 inches of snow, better than 3 feet ahead of normal. Dennis Lutz is public works director in the northern Vermont town of Essex. He's put 70 miles of road on a reduced salt diet the past few weeks.
We've restricted the salt use to the steep hills, the intersections, the places where people really need it. The flat roads, we've basically not put any down.
Road crews have to do the best they can, and so does a driver like Patrick Berto. As he unloads cases of Coke and Sprite from his rig, the truck gets lighter and loses more and more traction. It makes his route
a little rougher. It's, I got stuck a couple times last week, and, it just adds time to your day.
He's like most Vermont drivers. They're just ready for winter to be over. But they'll have to wait. In northern New England, snow typically keeps coming into April. For NPR News, I'm Ross Sneed in Colchester, Vermont.